So, good afternoon. It's great to be back in Riga, back in Latvia. Latvia is a very staunch and committed NATO ally, and it's great to be here at the foreign ministerial meeting that starts today, and that will take place today and tomorrow. The foreign minister have a very full agenda. They will address a wide range of different issues, in particular the situation in and around Ukraine. We see a Russian military build-up. We see heavy armor, we see drones and combat-ready troops, and we call on Russia to be transparent because this is unprovoked and unexplained. So therefore, Russia needs to be transparent, and they need to reduce tensions and to de-escalate. We will also, of course, address the situation on the border with Belarus, where we see the Lukashenko regime using vulnerable people to put pressure on neighboring countries. We stand in solidarity with all allies affected, and we also work very closely with the European Union, because neither the European Union nor NATO has all the tools in the toolbox, but together we can provide a strong response to what we see. It was a great pleasure and a demonstration of this unity, NATO-EU, when I traveled together with the President of the European Commission to the region, to Lithuania and Latvia on Sunday, and it demonstrates that the two organizations stand together in our solidarity with the allies and the member states of the EU affected. We will also have a discussion among ministers on Afghanistan. We need to discuss lessons learned, both when it comes to what we achieved. For 20 years, we have prevented any terrorist attack against a NATO ally from Afghanistan. We achieved a lot in degrading international terrorist organizations and preventing Afghanistan from being a safe haven for international terrorists. But at the same time, there are lessons to be learned, some difficult lessons to be learned from 20 years of NATO presence in Afghanistan, and I look forward to the discussion among ministers tomorrow. So there will be many issues, and I look forward to meet all the ministers later on today.
Dear Minister.
Secretary General, the U.S. has just concluded its nuclear culture review. How do you assess that? And are we to expect reinforcements at the Eastern Flank? Can you hear me?
Yeah.
I think Secretary Blinken has somewhat risen the expectations on that in the press conference he gave earlier today.
So what we see is a continued U.S. commitment to European security. Over the last years, the United States has increased their military presence in Europe with more troops, more pre-positioned equipment, more exercises. And just in this region, we have a U.S. battle group in Poland, and we have a new armored brigade. And the posture review, which has now been published, states that they will maintain this high level of U.S. presence in Europe and actually also some elements of further increase. I welcome the strong commitment by the United States to European security, not only words but also in deeds, and this is then confirmed in this posture review, including by lifting or removing the ceiling of the number of troops posted in Germany, and also actually establishing a new command in Germany. All of this fits into the broader picture of a strong U.S. commitment, also with also presence, increased presence in Europe.
Dr. Bellet. Hello. Hi, Mr. Secretary General. You continue saying that Russia will face costs and consequences if the aggression goes further. Without knowing yet what allies might ask for, I know that's what's under discussion here today, what could NATO provide? We've seen condemnation. We have the EFP. We have the, you know, very high readiness force. What could you offer if they ask for more reassurance?
NATO is here to defend and protect all allies against any threat, and we demonstrate that commitment also by the presence of NATO troops and forces on Allied territory with the four battlegroups in the Baltic countries. I visited the battlegroup in Latvia yesterday, led by Canada, and then the battlegroup in Poland, and also with air policing and also naval presence both in the Black Sea and in the Baltic Sea. And then we can also quickly reinforce if needed. We have tripled the size of the NATO response force over the last years to around 40,000 troops. And all of this demonstrates our ability to defend all allies against any threat. And the purpose of deterrence is to not provoke a conflict, but to prevent a conflict. Our presence in the eastern part of the alliance is, of course, defensive. And it was actually the increased presence of NATO troops in this in the eastern part of the alliance, in the Black Sea region, in the Baltic region, was triggered by Russia's use of force against Ukraine back in 2014, with the illegal annexation of Crimea and with the continued destabilization of Donbas, eastern Ukraine. So there's no doubt that this was a defensive response to what we saw back then. I think it's important to distinguish between NATO allies and partner Ukraine. NATO allies, there we provide Article 5 guarantees, our collective defense guarantees, and we will defend and protect all allies. Ukraine is a partner, a highly valued partner. We provide support, political, practical support. Allies provide training, capacity building, equipment, and I'm absolutely certain that allies will recommit and reconfirm their strong support to Ukraine also during the meeting today. But as I said, there is a difference between a partner Ukraine and an ally like, for instance, Latvia.
Secretary-General,
if I may first.
Okay.
Okay. Mr. Secretary-General, if I may ask you about the situation in Bosnia and Herzegovina, what can we expect? You know about the separatistic rhetoric which is coming from Republika Srpska on one side. On the other side, we know that withdrawal from the armed forces couldn't be without war. The situation is very tense. Okay, for NATO, what would be the red line? I mean, what should happen for you to intervene in that case, because we are not a member state?
First of all, I think we need to remember that we have come a very long way in the Western Balkans with NATO presence there since the 1990s. We helped to end the two ethnic wars in Bosnia and Herzegovina and later on in Kosovo and Serbia. We have a significant presence in Kosovo with the KFOR and also in Bosnia and Herzegovina. Of course, we are concerned about the increased tensions we see. Therefore, we welcome that NATO and the European Union are working very closely together in the region, both in Kosovo but also in Bosnia and Herzegovina. Our concern in Bosnia and Herzegovina is, of course, any attempt to undermine the multi-ethnic institutions, and especially the armed forces, which one of the most successful multi-ethnic institutions in Bosnia-Herzegovina, and NATO has been important in helping to build the armed forces of Bosnia-Herzegovina into a strong multi-ethnic institution. Therefore, we are concerned about the inflammatory rhetoric of Mr. Dodik and the Republika Srpska. We continue to support all efforts to reduce tensions and to continue to provide support, capacity building for Bosnia and Herzegovina.
Dear Secretary General, Alexander Papko, Belsat. So yesterday Alexander Lukashenko said, I will just quote, that Belarusian army is ready to react to any NATO movement, and if the West start the war in Ukraine, he will support Russia. So today we'll discuss Belarus, and probably this migration crisis is not the first hybrid attack Lukashenko regime will inflict on EU. So what message would you deliver to Mr. Lukashenko today? What will be your response to any new hybrid attack? And what message would you deliver to Belarusian people, which is largely opposed to Lukashenko regime? Thank you.
So Mr. Lukashenko should stop using vulnerable people as pawns in a political game against other countries and try to put pressure on other countries. This is cynical, this is inhumane, and it actually puts lives of many people at risk. And that is the clear message from all NATO allies, from both President von der Leyen and me when we visited Lithuania and Latvia on Sunday. And NATO has also provided some support to Lithuania that was directly affected by this a few weeks ago. And also we have been in contact with some partner nations, nations of origin for the migrants, and also some other nations to prevent them from becoming transit nations to help to reduce the pressure when it comes to the number of migrants coming to Minsk and to the border of Belarus. Mr. Lukashenko should stop cracking down on peaceful protests in Belarus and release all political prisoners and allow democratic processes and respect the democratic rights of the people of Belarus to decide their own future. On NATO's presence, well, NATO's presence in this region is absolutely defensive. It's something that was triggered by the aggressive actions of Russia back in 2014. There would not have been any battle groups in this part of the region without the illegal annexation of Crimea in 2014. And as I have stated several times now, there will be a high price to pay for Russia if they once again use force against the independent sovereign nation, Ukraine. We have demonstrated our ability to impose costs, economic, political actions, and also over the years also increased our military presence in this region, just to make sure that all allies are totally defended and protected against any Russian aggressive actions.
What is this high price you're talking about? What exactly is that high price? And do you exclude a military intervention there?
So we have different options, and we have demonstrated over the years in reactions to Russia's previous use of military force against Ukraine that we can sustain heavy economic and financial sanctions, political sanctions, and also the fact that we have increased our presence here in the region, both in the Black Sea region but also in the Baltic region, in the air, on land and at sea. It is a direct reaction to the Russian military incursion into Ukraine, the illegal annexation of Crimea. Again, I think we need to understand the difference between a NATO ally, Latvia, the other Baltic countries, Poland, Romania, and a close and highly valued partner, Ukraine. We provide support to Ukraine. We help allies provide training, capacity, equipment. For the NATO allies, we have the security guarantees, Article 5, and we have the military presence to remove any room for miscalculation about our ability to defend and protect all allies.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
See you later.
Thank you.